You can call upon the name of Jesus, and you should be, because there is life and there is power in that name. Jaywalkers Worship on Kinship Radio, mornings with Ryan and Beth. It is 6:11 on this wonderful Friday. I'm so glad that it's Friday, Ryan.
I am too.
I am ready for a weekend.
Yeah.
I'm so ready.
Just got to get through today.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm ready to sleep in. I'm ready to, I don't know, celebrate sleep.
Oh, well.
You know, a good thing to do.
I'm sure there's a National Sleep Day sometime.
Yeah.
It's not today.
Oh.
No. But there are some holidays today,
okay,
which we're going to get to right now.
Sure.
It's October 10th. 10 days into October, and there are, again, holidays to celebrate today.
Okay.
So I picked two that are real holidays for today, and then there's this third one.
Ah.
The third one that Ryan made up.
Okay.
So you and Beth are going to try to guess which is the fake day.
All right.
We got National Cake Decorating Day as an option.
Ah, okay.
I just want to eat them.
Yeah.
I don't know about decorating them. I'm too messy for this. This is too much of a detail thing. My daughter can decorate cakes, and therefore she gets the job. But and you got to wait for it to cool down. I don't have the patience.
This is something I've wanted to try.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
Take a class.
Yeah, yeah, I would love to. I think I would be okay at it, except for the handwriting part.
Oh.
My handwriting isn't great. Yeah, that would be the hard part. Making the flowers and the borders, I think that'd be up my alley.
How many cakes would be thrown away because they weren't perfect?
Yeah. Don't you dare misspell anything on it. Oh.
I think the grammar's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just eat it anyway.
Get that Oxford comma on there.
Donate them to my house. then we have National Hug a Drummer Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drummers. Love drummers. Okay.
On that beat. And they get little love, you know.
Oh, I know. I know. You know, I mean, on the worship team at church, they're always behind that plexiglass cage, you know. Oh, I feel so bad.
Well, what's the joke? What do you call an average musician surrounded by great musicians? A drummer?
Oh, that's not nice.
That's not true either.
No,
I remember
going to
see a garage band at a gym or something, and like the only good musician was the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He was holding it all together.
Oh, yeah.
And singing. You ever see a drummer who sings?
Yes. Yes, I have. That is
that's
awesome.
Talent.
No kidding.
I could not.
No
just
kidding.
Can't.
Nope.
So hug a drummer today. And then we have a Cheese Grater Safety Awareness Day. Be careful, because it grates the cheese. It can grate your fingers too.
Yeah, I know this far too well.
Personal experience, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had a cheese grater break on me while I was using it. You know, they have that handle at the top, and you're grating the cheese on the side of it. Well, the handle came off, and I was still grating the cheese on one side and grated my hand on the other side.
No.
Ouch.
So observed on the second Friday of October.
Okay.
It's a day dedicated to reminding us with the humble cheese grater.
Mm.
It's a little bit scary sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have knuckles. Where did they go? They're gone.
Mm.
All right. So there's your options.
Okay. So cake decorating, hugging drummers, and safe cheese graters.
Cheese grater safety awareness day.
Okay. Well, I like cake. I like a good drum beat.
Yeah, yeah.
I like cheese. Here we go.
Yeah.
One looks a little ridiculous. I will say
just
this.
One?
Just
all right.
One. Yep. I'm just going to go right to it here.
All
I'm
right.
going to say you made up Cheese Grater Safety Awareness Day.
Be pretty funny if I didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to say. Thank you very much. Make that applause real loud. I deserve it.
I don't know. You thought it was easy. Do you really? I don't know. I could see a day like this existing, but it does not.
Thank you.
There's no such day.
I would be so disappointed in humanity if it did.
Well, I mean, I think there's like a, what's that, the avocado hand day?
Okay, that I can see.
Because people stab themselves all the time.
I have witnessed the you know, typical avocado injury.
Yeah.
You know.
I saw a video where there's apparently a hand surgeon conference going on right now. And someone was like, just stay away from the avocados, everybody. We're not around to help you.
I have seen a medical professional do that injury in the hospital setting.
Oh, wow.
Let's put it that way.
I have.
It was in the lunchroom and they... And they're like, I think I need to go to the emergency room. And I'm like, yes, you do.
I think we've all heard the little tip that if you stab the pit, you can easily pull it out. Well, if you hold the avocado, then stab the pit, sometimes the knife will go all the way through. And I did that too. I've done that. It's great. It's a fun thing. Anyway.
No, it's not. No.
What's fun is none of these days we're talking about avocados, and somehow we are. Maybe Monday will be about avocados. I don't know.
I don't know.
Here's Jesus Loves from Zach Williams, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.